Bedtime Bites presents The Tale of the Golden Feather. In a village where the houses had red roofs and blue doors, there lived a curious boy named Cole who loved three things: climbing trees, asking questions, and collecting interesting feathers. Cole kept his feather collection in an old cookie tin under his bed. He had striped feathers, spotted feathers, fluffy feathers, and sleek feathers. But he had never found a truly special feather, the kind that makes your heart skip like a stone across water. One morning, while Cole was helping his grandmother hang laundry, a shimmer caught his eye. There, tangled in the clothesline, was the most magnificent feather he had ever seen. It glowed like captured sunshine, and when Cole touched it, it hummed a tiny golden note. "Grandmother," Cole called, "look what I found." His grandmother's eyes grew wide. "Oh, my stars and moonbeams," she whispered. "That's a phoenix feather. It only appears when someone needs to learn something important." "What do I need to learn?" Cole asked, turning the feather over in his hands. "That, my dear, is for the feather to show you," his grandmother said with a knowing smile. That night, Cole placed the golden feather on his nightstand. As the moon rose high and silver, the feather began to glow brighter and brighter until, whoosh! It lifted into the air and danced around his room like a firefly made of pure light. "Follow me," the feather seemed to whisper without words. Cole's adventure had begun. The feather floated out his window, and Cole, wearing his warmest pajamas and his adventuring slippers, climbed down the old oak tree to follow it. The feather led him past the sleeping houses, beyond the miller's wheel, and into the whispering woods where the trees told secrets to the wind. Deeper and deeper into the forest they went, until Cole heard a sound that made his heart hurt. Someone was crying. There, beneath a willow tree whose branches drooped like sadness itself, sat a young phoenix. But this phoenix didn't look like the pictures in Cole's storybooks. Her feathers were dull and gray, and she had no fire in her eyes. "Why are you crying?" Cole asked gently. "I've lost my joy," the phoenix said in a voice like distant thunder. "Without it, I cannot shine. Without my shine, I cannot bring light to the world. And if I cannot bring light to the world, what good am I?" Cole sat down beside her. The golden feather settled softly between them. "My grandmother says everyone has something special to give," Cole said. "Maybe your joy is just hiding, like when I lose my left sock. It's always somewhere nearby." Despite her sadness, the phoenix almost smiled. "Where do you think I should look?" Cole thought hard, the way he did when his teacher asked really good questions. "Well," he said, "what made you happy before?" The phoenix closed her eyes. "I loved flying through the sunrise, racing with the wind, the way the world looked from up high, so beautiful and full of wonder." "When did you stop?" Cole asked. "When I started worrying," the phoenix admitted. "I worried I wasn't flying fast enough. I worried my light wasn't bright enough. I worried that other phoenixes were better than me. So I stopped flying, I stopped trying, and slowly my joy flew away." Cole picked up the golden feather. "You know what? This feather is from you, from a time when you were happy and bright. It found me so I could help it find its way back to you." The phoenix looked at the feather, and a tiny spark appeared in her eye. "But what if I try and I'm still not good enough?" she whispered. Cole stood up and did something very brave. He climbed onto a low branch, wobbled a bit, and jumped off with his arms spread wide. He didn't fly, of course. He just landed in a pile of leaves with a thump and a gee. "I can't fly," it bawled.